Living with the Enemy by Giles Brandreth and Nick Revel. Starring Nick Revel, Giles Brandreth and Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Okay, come on, Nick. Finish this chapter, then you can do some Tai Chi. And so it was that he awoke, cold yet sweating. Never again would he use marijuana. The hallucination had been so terrifying, so vivid, that he could not risk its repetition. To think that somewhere in his subconscious lay something so appalling that it could manifest itself in the form of oily ex-Tory MP and media figure Giles Brandon appearing in his flat, and worse, like some postmodern vampire refusing ever to leave. He found himself echoing the words of Kurtz, "The horror, the horror." Okay, Tai Chi.
Ah, good morning.
Ah, oh, my God!
Are you all right? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
Nothing. I was just at... Never mind it. You sleep okay?
Like a prime minister who's just taken the country to war. Out the moment my head hit the pillow. Yourself?
Very well, under the circumstances, i.e. hardly at all.
Well, don't worry. We'll soon be out of your hair.
That's good. As you can gather, I'm a solitary person by choice.
Yours or other people's? Just teasing, Nick. Anyway, the builders should be here in a minute to do the estimate.
That's quick.
But one of the perks of being on the board of one's insurance company. I hate to be rude, but I'm starving. And all I could find in the way of food was some leftover kelp and a bag of unsoaked mung beans.
Yeah, I'm fasting for a couple of days, so I don't have much in. Sophie up yet?
She's in the shower. Not even a secret stash of Cocoa Pops.
Must be a hell of a shock. One minute she's living the life of Riley on unlimited credit cards with a flat in Knightsbridge. Next she's homeless in Hammersmith, poor kid.
I'm surprised to find you so sympathetic.
Well, it's not her fault she's the niece of a deposed dictator, is it? Just an unlucky accident of birth.
She'll be fine. She'll be under my protective wing, for heaven's sake. I'm her godfather.
Yeah, that's two unlucky accidents of birth. I know what we should do. We should contact the Refugee Council and see if we can't
get... You're surely a sly pot noodle somewhere.
I've nothing in. Deal with it.
Can you recommend a cafe?
Ah, Sophie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, but a little peckish.
Oh, of course, you must be starving. And I'm really sorry. I've got nothing in. There's a really good organic cafe round the corner.
An organic cafe? Oh, it'll be full of hippies.
Oh, come on, Giles. What's life without a little adventure?
How will we know which is the organic cafe?
It has a big sign outside that says, "The Organic Cafe."
This is a beautiful flat.
Oh, thank you. I hope you'll be happy here during your brief stay.
So peaceful.
Yeah, especially when I'm here on my own.
And so big.
Yeah, well, it's where I work as well, so I need the space.
Your treatment room was very impressive, with all those anatomy charts and the paintings of the Chinese characters.
You didn't touch anything?
No.
It's just that the feng shui in there is very delicate.
Feng shui?
The ancient Chinese art of rearranging the furniture.
You must be very rich to own a flat like this.
And he made all the money to buy it from alternative comedy. Isn't that right, Nick?
I spent a number of years earning my crust by mounting satirical resistance to the capitalist behemoth, yes.
Yes, well, talking of crusts...
What is alternative comedy?
Well...
Well, Sophie, many years ago when I was in the government, a lot of people didn't like the government, and alternative comedians would make jokes against the government about how the government were against poor people. And so alternative comedians became very popular because they enabled poor people to laugh at the government. So popular that the alternative comedians all became rich and stopped doing jokes against the government and started writing musicals with Andrew Lloyd Webber instead.
Didn't you say your builders would be here soon?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, Nick, got on a bit of a roll. Come on, Sophie, let me show you your new home from home.
I can't wait.
Welcome to my world.
It is a very small world.
Isn't it just?
There is nothing more? This is your flat? Just these two rooms?
Well, it'll be very cosy when it's dry.
Nick's flat is so huge. And this, if I can be honest, I would rather sleep in a vandalized toilet. I think there is more space in Jordan's bra. No offense.
None taken.
Why can't Nick let us stay? He floods your flat. Yeo, you know.
I hardly know him. He doesn't have to let us stay in his flat. He doesn't even like me.
Maybe we can make him like us. Or at least one of us.
Well, you are a scheming little minx, aren't you? I like it. Only problem, which of us has the best chance of winning a place in his heart? The middle-aged reactionary to whom he has clearly taken an instant dislike, or the charming young woman who he seems to be treating like the daughter he never had?
That's a tough one.
Well, we should have a few weeks up there to work on it. Builders in this country work at the speed of a glacier.
Morning, Mr. Brandon.
Ah, Mr...
Longstaff. So, water damage from above, was it?
Yes. I expect it'll take an age to repair.
Yeah, not really.
Oh.
Fairly straightforward. Say, 2 days?
I thought you said the speed of a glacier.
Oh, that's global warming for you. The electrics are fused. That's going to lengthen it, surely.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank Evan.
Say, another day?
Oh.
Then there's the decorating.
Ah.
Could have you in by the weekend.
You mean you can start right away?
Yeah.
You are a real builder.
Yeah, of course I am. Just had a job fall through. Was going to take a week in Ibiza, because we've got a lot of stuff coming up after that, but I thought, well, let's get on with it. Otherwise, it could be another 6 months.
Well, obviously, it's inconvenient for me, but I'm always one to look at the bigger picture, see things from other people's point of view, and frankly, I really think you should take your holiday. Recharge those batteries.
You sure?
If that's how it's got to be, that's how it's got to be. Goodbye.
Oh, all right then. I'll be in touch.
Nice work.
Yes, now on to phase two. Why don't you go and see if you can persuade Nick to join us for breakfast?
I'll do my best. Nick, we were wondering if you'd like to join us for breakfast.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Sophie, but actually I'm fasting the next couple of days.
Oh, is that why you are moving around the room so slowly?
No, this is Tai Chi.
Oh, Tai Chi. I understand it is very good for the health. A lot of my girlfriends swore at it when they were at rehab in the Priory.
It's good for health, but it's also a very effective martial art.
Really?
Oh, yes, yes. What you see here is only the slow hand form.
The slow hand form?
Yeah, a means of practicing the deadly moves of Tai Chi Chuan without revealing them to the observer.
You're clearly very good then.
Not really.
I could not for a moment imagine how you could be deadly with those movements. You look like a person doing ballet on tranquilizers.
That's just what I want you to think, but in reality, deadly.
Like a ninja?
Well, if you like, yes, like a ninja. To quote the ancient texts, a feather cannot be added, a fly cannot land, my opponent does not know me, I alone know them. A hero thus becomes invincible.
Problem in my country would be that someone does not have to introduce himself to you before he shoots you in the head with a Kalashnikov.
Yeah, well, you see, you can deal with that. In Tai Chi, there is a power called empty force.
Empty force?
Yeah, it means you can knock people over, maybe even kill them, without actually even touching them.
You can do this?
Well, I couldn't possibly tell you that.
That's really cool. Please come to the cafe and fascinate me further about Tai Chi.
Okay, give me 10 minutes.
Nick is on his way.
You coaxed the Hammersmith Buddha out of his lair then, did you? Well done, darling. While you were away, I've been developing another plan of attack. We make a good team, don't we?
Everything okay with the builders?
Very builder-like.
When can they start?
In about 6 months.
6 months?
Yes, I'm afraid.
That's pretty quick. But you're not staying with me for 6 months.
Don't worry, we'll find somewhere to live. We're working on it right now, aren't we, Sophie?
Yes, we are. Working on it very hard. What can we get you for breakfast, Nick?
No, really, I'm fasting.
But what on earth for?
Detoxing, meditational benefits, and of course, it gives you a heightened sense of solidarity with the famine-struck unfortunates of the Third World.
What? I'm sorry. I was waiting for the punchline. You're completely serious about all that?
Of course I was. And I've been checking out the situation in Nacundo on the net. It doesn't look good. I don't know if it's going to be safe for you to go back there for a while.
Who said I wanted to go back there? I like living in London.
Apropos of which, here's my plan for today. Just as soon as I've digested these bowel-scourging organic muffins, I'm going to go to the Foreign Office and see if I can't get Sophie a British passport. You're so lucky I'm involved, Sophie, darling. To get a passport without my help, you'd have to go through the official channels and sleep with an immigration officer.
Why do I need a British passport?
So you can stay in the country.
My diplomatic passport is no good.
You have a diplomatic passport?
Yes.
So your car has diplomatic plates and you can park anywhere without incurring tickets?
I guess so, if I had a car.
Never mind the car, it's the plates that count.
You can just walk into the Foreign Office and get a meeting even though you haven't been in Parliament for years.
Absolutely.
Is that strictly democratic?
It's the Foreign Office. They have a more blue-sky thinking approach to things.
So you go to the Foreign Office?
I look up my former private secretary, who is now the deputy permanent undersecretary. We've kept in contact over the years. Then, Sophie, I'm going to pull a few more strings at Central Office and try and get you a job.
Conservative Central Office?
A job?
Yes. These days, a West African refugee should be a shoo-in there. Failing that, I have an old pal who owes me a favour, who's just moved to the International Whaling Commission. So, one way or another, Sophie, it won't be long before we have you gainfully employed. Nick, are you all right?
I really don't know if I like the sound of Sophie...
Nick, please! Sophie is not your responsibility, she's mine.
I guess. Poor kid. One other thing, do we think she's in danger?
From those dogs who took my flat, you mean? Why would they steal my flat in Knightsbridge? What has that got to do with the corrupt regime of my uncle in Africa?
Well, apart from the fact it was paid for by the corrupt regime in question, absolutely nothing at all.
Oh, I get it. It makes it a problem for you to let me stay in your flat. That's it.
No, I'm just concerned on your behalf.
Nick, don't worry. In my experience, those kind of people will be having far too good a time in London, nightclubbing and taking drugs, to risk it all by carrying out a hit on a 19-year-old girl. So, anything else before I go?
Yes, I have no clothes, apart from these that Nick has lent me.
Thought of that. Take this envelope, goddaughter, and enjoy a day of retail therapy.
Thank you. Nick, would you come with me when I shop?
Well, I was planning to spend the day meditating.
I would feel so much safer if you were with me.
In what way?
With your ninja skills. Just in case those guys do try and hunt me down.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja skills?
Yes. Nick was telling me earlier. Tai Chi, you know? It is a deadly martial art.
Really?
Well, it is if you're really good at it.
Nick is a master.
A master?
Well...
Yes, deadly.
Really?
That's what he told me. And Nick would never lie to me. I can just tell.
Yeah. Just going to the loo.
Good. Good work, girl.
You too. Taxi!
Whoa, what are you doing? A taxi?
How else are we going to get to Knightsbridge? Knightsbridge, please.
Sorry, mate. We're actually taking the tube.
Well, you're going to have to treat your lady, don't you? Far too good for me, you are, darling. Find yourself a gentleman to treat you right, if you want my advice.
You know nothing of this man. He has saved my life already once this week.
He's a tightwad who just made me cross three lines of traffic for no reason.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you disrespect him once more time in my presence, I will kick your nuts in.
You deserve each other.
You know what? You are right. You say a beautiful thing despite being a numpty wee pillock.
Did you once have a Scottish boyfriend?
Yes. How did you know?
Lucky guess. Now, most important thing to know about travelling on the tube, Sophie, when you're on the escalator, make sure you always stand on the right.
Giles. Giles. So nice to see you again.
And nice to see you too, George. When was the last time I saw you?
I don't recall. Still, here you are now, and nice to see you.
Nice of you to give up the time.
Always time for a former minister, Giles, even a short-lived and unimpressive one. Would get a hearing, though not as long as yours, obviously.
Oh, please. I know how busy the Foreign Office is these days. It's just like the old days of empire, isn't it? Chaps in uniform all over the globe.
Making the whole world safe for Starbucks. It's why I joined the service. Ha! Living the dream.
Jolly good.
Just passing, were you?
Just passing. Thought I'd drop in.
Tea?
You've truly never been on the tube before.
No. but I like it so far. Except when the tourists won't stand on the right on the escalators. Boy, does that get me angry. You are trying to walk down and they are like, no one is in a hurry.
Yeah, this is our stop.
Oh, great. Maybe another chance to elbow a slow-moving tourist.
Milk?
Just a drop.
Sorry to hear about you and Melissa splitting up.
Oh, well, one of the hazards of quitting politics to spend more time with one's family.
You know, Nick, I think I've seen you before somewhere.
How long have you been in London?
About 6 months.
I doubt it then.
You just seem so familiar.
You're probably mixing me up with Johnny Depp or someone. Happens all the time.
You are funny.
Yeah.
Actually, there was something.
Yeah?
I wanted to discuss the situation in Equatorial Nakundu.
Ah, yes. Pretty grim.
So it seems. You remember, we were out there.
Yes. When you were sealing the arms deal all those years ago.
Please, arranging a mutually beneficial trade agreement securing key industrial jobs in the north of England, in my constituency as it happens, while through a generous but prudent matrix of export credits guaranteeing sustainable long-term economic growth in Nakundu, with concomitant knock-on effects in infrastructure, increase in democracy and accountability within key institutions, and ultimate reduction in capital debt.
Ultimate reduction in capital debt.
Such an elegant phrase.
One of mine, you know.
Indeed, I do. Brilliant use of the word ultimate in the sense of things are going to get much worse before they get better, but you haven't noticed me telling you. You always were a bit of a genius, George.
Well, you weren't bad yourself, you know. Must have sold Nakundu some inordinately ordinary ordnance. None of it worked when the coup came.
Hardly my fault, but it brings me to my point.
Ah, a point?
Yes. Have we recognised the new government in Nakundu yet?
Not as far as I know.
Well, could I strongly recommend that we don't recognise it for a little while?
You have inside information?
As a matter of fact, I do. Thankfully, I took the precaution some years ago of supplying a couple of my more reliable acquaintances out there with satellite phones.
Bugger, why didn't we think of that?
Well, who knows? Anyway, this is how I see things.
So, let's see how much money my godfather has given me. I am supposed to buy a new wardrobe with this.
Let's see. That's quite a lot of money, Sophie.
Not for where I shop. This is no good. This is what we do. We go to my flat and get my proper clothes back.
No, but if those guys are still there, it could be dangerous.
Who cares? What good is life without a proper wardrobe?
And as you probably remember, George, while I was out in Nakundu, I became godfather to Sophie
Okuyu,
who is living here now in London. And I must say, she is a very capable young woman.
Mm. Don't blame me for getting lost. I have never had to walk to my flat from the tube before.
She's very practical, feet firmly on the ground.
And these heels are killing me. Ah, it's down there, on the next corner. Up there, first floor. Where those big guys in suits are standing around in the window.
You mean the very big guys?
Yes.
I think we should keep walking.
But you are an invincible hero.
That was in my flat. This is your flat.
Oh, for goodness sake, get out of the way.
Don't press the buzzer!
Just get my clothes! Please, Nick. I'd better hide around the corner. In Kirk Geiger.
Oh, God.
Who are you? What do you want?
I want... clothes.
What?
Clothes. I'm collecting for charity, and I was wondering if you had any old clothes you didn't need for charity.
Go away.
It's for charity, for starving people in
this
Africa.
This is Nightbridge. What does it have to do with me?
Well, I just thought you might be concerned about starving people in Africa.
Why?
Well, because you're...
Black?
African.
No. Just because I am black, you made this assumption that I am compassionate. Why don't you haul your racist ass down the street?
No, that's not racist. I just...
Yes, it is. You said you thought I would care about family in Africa because I am black. That is definitely racist. You are well out of order.
Okay. Well, in that case, do you have any old clothes I could sell to a second-hand shop? Because I'm trying to start my own international arms dealing business, and I just need some... I'm going. You don't have to come any closer.
And I'm proud to say Miss Okuyu has a very astute grasp of the situation out there.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell should I know why there was a coup?
Good figurehead material. Transcends tribal rivalries. Could be a Benazir Bhutto, Lady Di, Angelina Jolie figure all rolled into one.
What you're saying is committed.
and compassionate.
All I want to know about Nokundu is that I am a long way away from it for the rest of my life. Can we go shopping now?
I've just had a brilliant idea.
As good as the door-to-door collector one?
Trust me.
Of course, Nick. Of course I trust you. I'm sorry. I'm just a spoiled little rich girl with so much to learn.
That sounds very interesting, but you're not sexing up the evidence for your own ends here, are you, Giles?
What do you mean?
Well, if you were deemed eligible for potential head of state in exile status, there would be, of course, the small matter of a maintenance stipend.
Oh, yes.
Which, given her age and her uncertain circumstances, would have to be paid to whoever was her primary contact, which would be you.
So it would.
Getting ministerial clearance might be a bit tricky.
Oh, might it? I've just remembered where I last saw you. Yes, George, it was that night at Madame Jojo's.
Would £300 a week be reasonable?
Marvellous. Oh, and one other thing. She still has a diplomatic passport, which, if she kept, means she would be eligible for diplomatic plates.
Don't push it, ducky.
Here we are.
Oxfam? Not a designer, I know.
It's a charity shop, second-hand clothes.
Second-hand? This is your brilliant idea.
Yes, reality check, please. Besides, this is Knightsbridge. There's bound to be some great bargains.
Okay. Betsy Johnson, Vivian Westwood. You're right. I had something just like this. And this. Wait a minute. These are my clothes. Those thugs who have taken my flat threw out all my clothes and took them to a charity shop. Excuse me.
Yes, madam. Can I help you?
Yes. These are my clothes. The people who brought them here had no business giving them away.
I'm sorry, madam, but...
They are my clothes.
We don't know they're yours for sure.
I know for sure. I bet you there is a cigarette burn in the hem of this skirt. See?
I'm sorry, madam, but they were brought in by one of our volunteers who found them discarded on a skip.
Look, we'll buy them back.
No way. I am not wearing someone else's cast-offs.
But they're your cast-offs.
Still cast-offs. We are not paying for them.
The money goes to provide food and clothing for the poor in Africa.
I am an African and these are my clothes. And if I was not poor, why would I be shopping in Oxfam?
How much for the whole lot?
I could let you have them for £50.
Done.
No, I will not. It is not fair.
Don't pout and pay the lady.
Very well. Your fasting is making you angry and irrational like a child. But thinking about it, you're all right.
Oh, Nick, sorry to disturb you. Sophie told me you were having a post-retail meditation session, but she's cooking a special meal by way of thanks, and it's nearly ready. We'd love you to join us.
No, thanks. I'm fasting.
Please, Nick, do join us.
Oh, all right, then. But I won't be eating.
Oh, this is fabulous, Nosh, Sophie.
Thank you.
It does smell very good. Anyway, what happened at the Foreign Office?
Well, to cut a long story short, even though to do so is to gloss self-effacingly over some frankly marvellous persuasive rhetoric on my part, I explained to them that the coup in Nokundu may well not be successful, and that Sophie here should be kept on a retainer as a potential head of a future government.
As you can imagine, I am thrilled at this prospect. One day, a carefree teenager, the next, a careworn head of state.
In waiting, it's only for show. The point is, you'll be doing nothing and getting paid, wait for it, £50 a week.
And will she be safe?
Oh, they assure me there's nothing to fear.
Oh, well, that's good news. Is there meat in this?
Of course. You want?
I'm a vegetarian.
And on a fast.
Yes.
Try at least a little.
Oh, well, just to be polite, then. Wow, this is superb. A traditional dish?
Of course.
From Nokundu?
No, France. It's beef bourguignon.
Well, it's fantastic. Anyway, as you know, I don't mean this personally when I say you can't stay long term.
More wine.
Thank you. Very good.
One of the perks of former office, the regular deliveries of good vintage claret.
Like I say, the thing is, I'm solitary by nature. You get regular deliveries of this.
We should open a bottle of the 79 to compare.
Good idea.
A 79?
I must say, Sophie, I'm looking forward to more of these Epicurean feasts when we're installed in our flat together.
It will be a pleasure. Like I say, I love to cook.
And Nick will be safely out of the reach of temptation.
Yes.
Although I won't expect food like this every night. You're going to be worn out after a hard day at the Whaling Commission.
The Whaling Commission?
Yes. The job came through. Isn't it great?
Oh, it's all working out rather well. Cheers. Come on, Nick. Bottoms up.
I need an early night. I've got things to think about. I'll just take a little taste of the 79 before I go.
Ah, Nick, good morning. We're just on our way to the Organic Cafe. Wondered if you fancied continuing the strict observance of your fast with another plate of meat and two veg?
I only ate last night out of politeness. But I'm glad I've caught you both, actually. Thing is, overnight I've been thinking and wondering what I'd done to end up with an ex-Tory MP living in my house. And I realise that clearly in a previous life I must have committed some terrible, terrible crime against existence, and your joint presence here is my opportunity to pay off that clearly enormous karmic debt.
What is he talking about?
Shh, it's looking good.
So, in other words, I've decided, after lengthy meditation, that if you like, you can both stay here indefinitely.
Oh.
Provided you pay rent and Sophie does not work for the Whaling Commission or a Conservative Central Office. I've drawn up a contract giving you security of tenure for 1 year because I'd hate for you not to be protected against the potential predations of a rapacious capitalist landlord.
Meaning you.
All power corrupts.
Even ninjas.
Even ninjas. So, if you'd both like to sign the contract.
There we go.
Voila.
Okay, cool then. Extra cool.
Cool. Extra cool. Oh, my God, Nick. I know where I've seen you before. You did those really funny adverts for Budweiser beer that ran in Europe when I was at school.
You did an advertisement for Budweiser?
Maybe.
American Budweiser?
Maybe.
They ran for years. They were hilarious.
So the flat, not entirely paid for through satirical resistance to the capitalist behemoth, then?
Oh, saved by the belt. Yep.
I'm from the Foreign Office. Come to fit the panic button.
Panic button?
Yeah, in case anyone attempts to attack Mr. Kuyu.
But you said it was
going
to...
Come, Nick. What's life like without a little adventure?
Especially for a ninja.
Living with the Enemy was written by Nick Revel and Giles Brandreth and starred Giles Brandreth, Nick Revel and Gugu Mbatha-Raw. It also featured Martin Hyder, Nathan Caton, Alice Torrance and Martin Jarvis. Original music by Ben Walker. The producer was Ed Morrish.